We finally managed to get hold of Ted Blom, who, as I promised you, is going to help us unpack the Eskom debate, specifically around the black hole. Now, Eskom announced that stage two load shedding will remain in effect for at least this week. We want to understand how much this is going to cost, because it seems as though even our estimates and guesstimates that have been put forward aren't quite appropriate insofar as we might be undercounting. And Ted Blom, partner in mining and energy advisors, joins me next to unpack why.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
All right, Ted Blom, good morning. Ted Blom has highlighted, of course, through a study, a report of about 2,000 pages on sustainability for Eskom, which has been sent to Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan and Gwede Mantashe, our Energy Minister recently, that Eskom's debt and damage to turn it around would cost a good 1.7 trillion rand. The numbers are 450 billion rand in debt are too small that are being bandied about. Good morning, Ted, and thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rifilwe.
Hi, good morning to you, ma'am. Sorry for the hold-up. I was just busy on TV shows.
No, not a problem. You're a busy man today. So, just help us take us through, please, some of the unavoidable expenses that you've highlighted in this presentation that you delivered, talking about why we are undercounting the financial risk that Eskom poses.
Okay, so first hand, let's start with the easy stuff. Eskom acknowledged that they owe at least 450 billion in long-term debt and bonds. We agree on that.
Correct.
Okay, then there's contractors' claims for the delays and scope changes at Medupi and Kutsili. That's an amount that Eskom hasn't acknowledged yet. They said it was 50 billion. The latest report that's come out says 252 billion.
Sure, okay.
Okay, then we know that Kutsili and Medupi aren't operating properly. And we need estimates as to how much it's going to take to fix that up. Are we agreeing on that?
Completely.
We agree they're not operating properly?
Yes.
We know that it's going to cost money to
fix
it up.
And what is your estimate?
It's another 200 odd billion rand.
Okay.
We also know that they've run out of coal. You know about that?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we've been using diesel.
Okay. So that report I did in 2007, Brian Dalmas acknowledged in 2009 that Eskom was short of coal and would open 40 new coal mines. Do you know how many coal mines they've opened?
I'm going to say zero.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
100%. You want a prize to Mauritius.
How
much do you think it's going to cost in Eskom guarantees to open up new coal mines now that everybody knows Eskom can't pay for the stuff?
You tell me, brother.
Well, that's at least 200 billion as well.
So I know you in your wisdom with a number of other experts, your numbers that you come to here, is this from, you know, how much stress testing has there been in terms of, you know, scenario analysis to ensure that we're not maybe over inflating the numbers that we're putting forward? That's the first question.
Okay, so look, I mean, the bottom line is these are numbers that nobody in South Africa's industry has worked out. I've worked them out with an international debt and credit restructuring expert who has done work at 6 international power stations worldwide. Mm-hmm. He's IMF accredited. And he approached me to help him work through the numbers, which are not published numbers by Eskom. So, well, we put it on the table. At least we're transparent. We put our report on the table. As you correctly said, the presentations went to certain members of parliament last week.
Mm.
The final report will be published because it's been redacted and edited. It could be out in the next 24 hours. But we've been brave enough to put our numbers on the table. And we challenge people to come and show us where we've made errors. And we have to acknowledge the errors we've made them. But the fact of the matter is the core issues, I ask you, and you acknowledge that the core issues are all outstanding.
Yeah.
And they haven't been addressed by Eskom. They haven't been addressed in any sustainability report on Eskom. And that's the issue. So we can debate whether it's 100 billion or 150 billion or 200 billion. I'm happy to have that debate.
Okay.
Because whatever number we agree, we can multiply it by 4 if Eskom is involved. Because that's how inefficient they are.
Well, that cost escalations are a serious problem. So that was going to be my next question, was are these estimates things that are, besides the Medupi that you mentioned, line items that exist that are underestimated or they don't even exist in terms of acknowledgement, and you're saying it's actually the latter.
Absolutely. Eskom has gone public and said they're going to open up 40 new coal mines, but they haven't factored in any costs anywhere in their statements for that or any estimates for that. The same thing for the water. You've forgotten about the water.
Mm-hmm.
Medupi needs water. The water must come from Lesotho Phase 2. That dam hasn't even started being built. I think it's out for tender happening at the moment. The first phase took 14 years. You tell me how much the second phase is going to take and how long. I don't know. I can only estimate that.
Okay, I think that's important. So at your current, when you say high in terms of your expectations, is that sort of a worst-case scenario?
Absolutely not. Okay. That's a very conservative scenario. We only factored in for the fix-up of Medupi, we only factored in 50, Medupi yes, 50. And Casita, we only factored in 50 billion.
Correct, and you said it's
going to be a lot, it's going to be a lot more.
All right, so at this estimate that you've put forward, this is 2.3 times the total book assets of Eskom at the moment with a debt outstanding, which is quite... already, okay, well, this is actually on this book as well. So... You mentioned that there's the possibility that that the World Bank, you think, would intervene before the end of the year.
Well, look, I'll put it this way. We need 1.7 trillion to put Eskom onto a healthy footing. Eskom's holding the whole South African economy to ransom.
Correct.
Treasury hasn't got 1.7 trillion. I think they've admitted that. They're struggling to cough the 100-odd billion cash injection every couple of months into Eskom. The bottom line is, if Treasury hasn't got it, we've got to decide. Are we going to limp along with Eskom for the next 50 years? And I won't live 50 years, I don't think. Or are we going to try and fix this thing up immediately and get our economy going and create 3 million jobs at Eskom has shed in the economy in the last 10 years? We need to decide. Those are options that the government and the people of South Africa, forget the government, the people of South Africa need to make this decision. It's their future.
I'm with you. With respect, Ted, I acknowledge and I can completely agree that you've done the work and the 1.7 trillion is required. But I want to just put out the potential for this to be staggered. It's not in a 1.7 trillion that's required by December, is it?
No, absolutely not. You must decide how long you want to take to 50 years from up. I think that, for instance, the coal mine issues will take at least 5 years.
But what I mean is... What I mean is not choosing to ignore it, but just to say that, you know, projects roll out over time and drawdowns, you know, take some time. But the other thing I wanted to ask, we've got listeners who are asking from the generation side of energy. Ross from Camps Bay was just asking us about the independent power producers. And he was just trying to get a sense of just how close to that 30% optimal level we are in the energy mix. Do you have a sense of that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the renewables, you must decide how you want to measure them. You know, do you want to measure the nameplate capacity, or do you want to measure the actual output capacity? Because the actual output is only 15 to 20% of the nameplate capacity. You're aware of that.
Okay.
The wind doesn't blow all the time. It only blows about 15% of the time. The sun doesn't shine 24 hours a day. There's only about 4 to 6 hours a day of sunshine that can be harvested. So you must decide what the number you want to base it on. The bottom line is that Eskom's probably getting about 5 to 8% the input from the renewable side,
mm-hmm.
and it's costing more than 25% of Eskom's cost.
Okay, so you're not a proponent of the IPP. At least you've suggested that you want the contracts cleaned up.
Absolutely. I'm in favor of anything that's technology fits for purpose. But I think that the current regime is very tainted, and I've called for a forensic audit of that.
All right. And who would be the people to have that oversight? Parliament, right?
Well, you know what? I would think the whole government should be interested in cleaning up South Africa's Act. We claim
clean
up the Zuma Act. You know, we can't be selective. I think everybody at Eskom should have whistleblown on what's going on right under their nose.
No, understood. But here we are now with, I suppose, a range of priorities that are all extremely urgent. The buck stops with the portfolio committee and the ministry, right?
I would have thought the ministry must fall on this sword. They've intervened, they've undertaken to fix everything up, and in fact, we're sitting with a broken system.
What of the board itself? That's the first port of
call.
No,
they've been incompetent since the day they were appointed. I said that in January last year. I was castigated by everybody for jumping the gun. The bottom line is they had no experience. There was one person with some peripheral experience. The rest were a bunch of novices. We have been guinea pigs in this exercise.
All right. Well, thank you, Ted Blom, partner at Mining and Energy Advisors, for this perspective. We look forward to your report that will come out next week.